it had to do with how the first board was created by a set of civic leaders who recognized the plight of kids in the city, both because of the school district and the juvenile justice, the child welfare system. And those were major movers and shakers who identified friends and colleagues and recruited them to the board. And it was intended to be an influential board, recognizing the folks who had that power could use it better. In the beginning, the executive director of the organization was nowhere near as important in some ways as the board. Over time, the executive directors have taken on increasingly important roles. The size of the organization and the breadth and strength of the staff has grown. It was one of the intentional efforts that we began, I think, in 1990 or 91, to grow the size of the staff and the budget for the organization so that the board's activities could be more than complemented by the strength of the staff.